from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the phone lines right now, speaking of Cleveland Heights, and head to Cleveland to be joined by friend of the show, Chico Borman, to join us about how we already know the Chiefs own the Browns, and now the Royals own the Guardians, too. Chico, how you doing, man?
Well, I can tell you for a fact that the Chico Borman podcast did not sell for $100 million. We're still searching for that here in Cleveland Heights, but I'm fine, man. We're pumped up, ready for football, but I think, like you guys, really enjoying, even though it's been a slump of late, enjoying this race for first place in the American League Central Division.
Chico, it's funny because Kansas City really struggles against Minnesota, but they've matched up really well against Cleveland. It seems like those three teams between Kansas City, Cleveland, and Minnesota, you mentioned the race and how competitive it can be down the stretch. I mean, for these next 30 days, it is going to be an absolute sprint to the finish.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, you got this series, which wraps up tomorrow after the doubleheader that you guys took yesterday. And then next week, I mean, you're right. They're right back against the Royals in Kansas City, where I think Bobby Witt's hitting like 800. And then after that, they go to L.A. to take on the Dodgers. I mean, this is going to be one hell of a race. What a difference 2 months makes, right? I mean, at the end of June, Guardians were kind of cruising, but that's why they say it's a marathon, not a sprint, and they play 162 for a reason.
I think the question would be is because you know how it is. You're hyper-focused on your team. You're scoreboard watching, but you're not watching Cleveland that close. It's not like the NFL where you sort of watch every team. Over the last couple of weeks, has it been more about the Royals catching up to Cleveland, or has it been more about Cleveland coming back to the pack a little bit and allowing the Royals and the Twins the opportunity to take the division?
Well, I would say the latter. I mean, realistically, we are looking, especially because just the time of the year and the end of August, you're looking at all of them. But it's been about really the Guardians and their struggles. I mean, as great as you guys have been, since the end of June, the Guardians, you know, have not been. And, you know, they were hitting so well to start the season, first half of the season. And now it's, you know, you're trying and grinding just to score, you know, a couple of runs here. And that's all they've been really able to muster. And then, I mean, tonight you've got a guy who's been unbelievable against them over the last, you know, 3 years, and what a great addition he's been to you guys at the deadline in Lorenzen. So, yeah, it's really been, I think the fans here, it's one of those, yeah, if you look at the big picture and use a little bit of perspective, which sometimes we lack, you know, what a great story this year has been, but you get greedy as fans can, and it's just like, where is this offense going to come from? Can the bullpen continue to do what they've done? This is going to be a fascinating final month of the season.
Where are fans at, I guess, in this race? Obviously, from the Kansas City perspective, a lot of people, and I put myself in this category, I never really thought the division was a very realistic goal. I had my sights kind of focused on the wild card and how do you beat Boston? How do you beat Seattle or Houston? And then you look up over the course of the last 2 weeks and it's, wait, they're only 4 games back of Cleveland. Now they're 3 games back of Cleveland. Wait, hold on. They're 1 game back of Cleveland with 32 go. So obviously the tone in Kansas City is very hopeful, very optimistic about this. What's the tone in Cleveland as we head to this stretch where the Royals play Cleveland 5 times over the next week?
Well, certainly not as optimistic as you guys are, and I think justifiably so. You're only as good as your last game or games last month, and it's just been completely the opposite, as I was talking about earlier. But, I mean, you know, you're optimistic. You hope that, you know, this offense is going to get going. You hope you get it with September call-ups. Maybe, nobody's going to just be a savior, but you're hoping maybe a Manzardo or George Valero call somebody to get them going, especially against righties. But, you hit on it, C-Dot. The Central Division has completely turned upside down from a year ago. I mean, it was, well, okay, you won the Central, you're competing in the Central, but now it's the old AL East. I mean, this is and all these clubs are legit. I mean, obviously the three you mentioned. And the irony of this is, I think after the Guardians face you guys in KC and the Dodgers in LA, they face the White Sox. So you'd say, well, there's room for a little bit of breathing room, right? But not really, because the White Sox have actually played them better than anybody in baseball. So there's a lot of angst right now. I mean, again, it's fun, but I think with you guys, you're on fire, and with us here in Cleveland, you're kind of going, oh my gosh, what's happening? And, you know, buckle up. It's going to be a fun ride.
This is a crazy stat. So I saw this yesterday that the Guardians, they are 0-8 in doubleheaders this year. They are 1-17 in doubleheaders since the start of last season. Can you explain that stat? It just feels very random, but I mean, that might be the difference in Cleveland hosting a playoff game and then having to go on the road for two games in the wild card. Why have they been so bad in these games?
If I knew, I would pass it along to Stephen Vogt. I mean, I saw the same stat you did just yesterday. I didn't even know that. I had no idea it was that bad. And, you can point at, well, you know, in doubleheaders, you're dealing with, you know, a pitch. And that's been an issue. The pitching has been an issue for them, not as much as the hitting recently. But just, you know, they've had to rely on that bullpen a great deal because you had Bieber go down. You've had Tristan McKenzie not produce and Logan Allen. I mean, it's just been what you thought was once a strength of this team has been anything but. But then you've got that bullpen, which has been great. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, we can sit here all day and say, well, you know, every team has to play those two games. I don't know what it is. And, if we find out, we've got to pass it along here before the season's out.
So yesterday I was just kind of perusing on the gambling apps and I saw that Cleveland was -140 to win the division. The Royals are at +240, so about 2.5 to 1 odds to win the division. How would you handicap this race? Are you still confident in Cleveland to win the division, or do you think either Kansas City or Minnesota are going to represent the American League Central?
Well, I think it's a great question, and it's a tough one to answer. I think to say that they're going to win the division, the Guardians, I don't know if they can hang on. I don't. Does that mean they're not going to be, you know, a playoff team? No, but, you know, again, we talk about rotations. We talk about getting guys rest and being able to get, you know, that divisional crown and possibly even, you know, obviously a bye would be big. But I would say right now it's got to be the Royals. I mean, you look at what you guys have done at the deadline. We talked about Lorenzen going tonight. He's been great. Even DeJong has been great. Whereas, you know, the Guardians got Lane Thomas. And I mean, I'm not even joking here. The guy, since his first couple of games here, is 4-for-50 with about 25 Ks. And that's not an exaggeration. They're just, you know, it's been brutal. So
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Backs against the wall. I got to say the Royals are just hot at the right time, which is big as anything in baseball. I think the Guardians still get in, but I don't feel confident about them winning the division, especially with this stretch coming up.
Chico, last thing here, football season right around the corner. I guess the question with Cleveland, I don't have any questions about their offensive weapons. I don't have any question about their defense. I got the same question everybody else has. How do you feel about the quarterback? How do you feel about Deshaun Watson heading into the season?
Well, it was funny because I kind of chuckled to myself when you said we're not concerned about any, you know, offensive weapons. The biggest guy, the catalyst, is the guy that we're all concerned about. And in addition to that, you know, not only keeping him healthy and he's in the right mindset, he's going to get back to his Texans days, the guys in front of him, they have been hit hard on the offensive line. So, look, there's a lot of optimism, but, it comes down to the same question we've had for 3 years now, and that is, you know, what's Deshaun Watson going to do? Can I ask you a question, by the way?
Of course.
Real quick before I get... Okay. So I asked this a few months ago, and I know I knew what the answer was going to be. Now, still a little tongue-in-cheek, but I asked you a few months ago, I know Patrick Mahomes rules Kansas City, and he should, and he's incredible. But Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, CDOT, what this kid is doing is absolutely amazing. So is he, again, nobody's going to top him or Kelsey, I get that, but are Kansas City fans all over Bobby Witt Jr. right now?
100%. I would say it's changed drastically over the course of the last 100 days. Like, you could really feel it starting to shift around the All-Star break, especially with how he did during the home run derby. So, like, that's it. And now as the MVP conversation has really heated up over the last 30 to 60 days, it's changed. If I had to rank it right now, it's Mahomes, it's Kelsey, it's not even close. I would say it's Bobby Witt Jr. 3. Salvi's right there just because Salvi played in 14 and 15. He's obviously still great and very instrumental in how they're performing right now. That's probably how I would rank the top four right now.
That kid is must-see TV. I mean, if you're a baseball fan, I don't care who your allegiance is to, he's unbelievable. He is an unbelievable talent. I was thinking about that today when Rob – texted me to come on. I'm like, you know what? I've got to double back and see, you know, if Bobby Witt's starting to, you know, kind of be on the heels of these two guys, because he is just, he's an unbelievable talent. Unbelievable.
That is our guy, Chico Borman, joining us on the show. He's with the Big Play Network in Cleveland. He's working towards that $100 million. So Amazon, Spotify, if you guys want to buy the podcast, I'm sure the Chico's selling the podcast, right?
And not even for $100 million. I mean, it is very negotiable, CDOT. You know that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.